And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Good. Now what?
Hello again.
Put it a little over, more to the middle of them.
The center where we want to be.
Less opportunity for dodging the microphone.
Oh, who needs notes, right? Okay. The last time I spoke with you in San Antonio, you spanked me pretty well in some matters where I was disallowing myself. Since then, I've had some amazing moments of clarity. It
Can
really
you hear
feels
him?
Good. Sorry, is that better? So I've got much better clarity now.
We're going to get this just right.
Sure. Because it's all good.
There you are.
There we go. Don't move. Not like this, right, Jerry? Yes, in San Antonio, you set me straight on some things about my personal life. And when I was sitting in the chair then also, I just allowed things to flow through me. I didn't really pay too much attention because I knew I could get a copy later. And it was after hearing that copy several times that the answers actually started coming out at me. It's really good stuff. So don't pay too much attention now. Just get the thing later.
So just listen to it.
Yes, listen to it over and over.
All
and
right,
I've been
done.
Listening to it, and it's all good. So anyway, okay, let's move forward. Abraham. When Abraham answers a question, is it a predominant entity that focuses on the best answer for that question that steps forward and leads the pack, or
yes.
Is it always a okay? So there is.
Well, it is the collective consciousness.
Right. Do they come together equally, or one might pop up more and say, "I'll take this one"?
Well, it is a bit like that. In other words, it is a collective consciousness, and Esther particularly can feel the difference. Sometimes someone will have a question of curiosity, and she can feel a different focus or intensity of what
okay.
comes forward. When someone has something very specifically personal, she can feel a different, but she has come to refer to us as infinite intelligence
right.
rather than as Abraham, because she's beginning to recognize that it is information that is coming in response to the specific answer, asking. So this is a vortex through which it flows, and Abraham is the best way of describing the flowing.
Okay. And then I've also been trying to make some connections between some spiritual or even religious statements that on earth as it is in heaven, so to say. Is it out of line for us to see ourselves as the leaves on a twig and the twig connected to a branch and the branch connected to a tree trunk as far as like a hierarchy with, for lack of a better word, hierarchy of the spiritual realm of on the other side?
Well, it is accurate in the sense that you are out here on the leading edge, but the larger part of you is the root of that tree.
Okay. And each and every one of us goes all the way to the root.
You do. And the life of the tree is dependent upon the contrast that you live and what you keep asking for, because the eternalness is